Bilbo was crossing the floor of the hall. He went on until he came to the great doors at the further side, and there a draught of air refreshed him, but it almost puffed out his light. He peeped timidly through, and caught a glimpse of great passages and of the dim beginnings of wide stairs going up into the gloom. And still there was no sight nor sound of Smaug. He was just going to turn and go back, when a black shape swooped at him and brushed his face. He squeaked and started, stumbled backwards and fell. His torch dropped head downwards and went out. "Only a bat, I suppose, and hope," he said miserably. "But now what am I to do? Which is east, south, north, or west? Thorin, Balin, Oin, Gloin, Feely, Keely," he cried as loud as he could. It seemed a thin little noise in the wide blackness. "The light's gone out. Someone come and find me and help me." For the moment his courage had failed altogether. Faintly the dwarves heard his small cries, though the only word they could catch was, "Help!"
"Now what on earth or under it has happened?" said Thorin. "Certainly not the dragon, or he would not go on squeaking."
They waited a moment or two, and still there were no dragon noises, no sound at all, in fact, but Bilbo's distant voice.
"Come, one of you, get another light or two," Thorin ordered. "It seems we've got to go and help our burglar."
"It's about our turn to help," said Balin, "and I'm quite willing to go. Anyway, I expect it's safe for the moment."
Gloin lit several more torches, and then they all crept out, one by one, and went along the wall as hurriedly as they could. It was not long before they met Bilbo himself, coming back towards them. His wits had quickly returned as soon as he saw the twinkle of their lights.
"Only a bat and a dropped torch, nothing worse," he said in answer to their questions.
Though they were much relieved, they were inclined to be grumpy at being frightened for nothing. But what they would have said, if he had told them at that moment about the Arkenstone, I don't know. The mere fleeting glimpses of treasure, which they had caught as they went along, had rekindled all the fire of their dwarvish hearts. And when the heart of a dwarf, even the most respectable, is wakened by gold and by jewels, he grows suddenly bold, and he may become fierce.